Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 485 for Thursday, July 21st. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $1.70 to $2.20 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The November contract was up $1.80 at $465, propped up by advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Chicago soybeans gained in corrective trade Thursday morning, which caused spillover support to canola. Wetness in Canada and drier conditions south of the border are keeping a weather premium in the market, despite the expectation that North American yields and production will be large. The Canadian dollar was stronger against its U.S. counterpart in early activity, which had a slightly bearish effect. Overnight weakness in the Malaysian palm oil market put a lid on advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, corn was weaker, and wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 1 to 3 cents per bushel on Thursday, with the August contract at $10.30, gaining in corrective trade. Weakness in the U.S. dollar also underpinned soybean prices. However, weaker export sales limited advances on Thursday. Net sales in the weekend of July 14th were down 11% from the previous week and 46% from the previous four-week average. Forecasts for favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest during August, a phase of key development for soybeans, also capped advances. Favorable rains in the U.S. Midwest are supporting crop development, which could further pressure prices. Corn prices were down 2 to 4 cents per bushel in early activity, with the September contract at $3.34, pressured by losses in crude oil. Crude oil fell as U.S. gasoline inventories grew, which is bearish for corn, as the commodity is used in ethanol production. Weaker prices reduce the likelihood that blenders will process above mandated amounts of biofuel. Weaker export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture further pressured the market. Net sales in the weekend of July 14th were down 48% from the previous week and 42% from the previous four-week average. However, gains in the nearby soybean market and weakness in the U.S. dollar limited losses. For wheat, prices were up 2 cents to down 2 cents at the Chicago September contract at $4.11 per bushel. Wheat was mixed in choppy trade, feeling pressure from the advancing winter wheat harvest. However, a weaker U.S. dollar capped declines on Thursday, as a lower greenback makes the country's commodities more appealing to international buyers. Export sales were up 50% from the previous week, but down 15% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.